Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts. If this is your first time tuning into our podcast or broadcast, I just want to welcome you and hope that our words today touch your heart. And if you're returning to our program, then welcome back. Assuming that you are returning because you've enjoyed our previous shows, we encourage you to share this link with friends and family so we can reach a larger audience and share what we have to offer that you appreciate to others. So as St. Peter says, silver and gold I have not, but what I have I give freely. And in this case, what we have is the Word of God. With that being said, let us talk about what we're going to be dealing with this week or today. One of the things that people sometimes ask is, are there angels? Or they want to know some kind of evidence of angels. Now, I really can't give you evidence of angels, but I can give you an idea of how angels work by an incident that happened last week. Now, I ride my bike, especially when the weather's good. Obviously, when it's bad, I don't. And I ride my bike in many different routes, but one of them is through the city. And among those routes is I come straight up Mass Ave from Beacon Street, I believe it is. No, Huntington Ave. So what I do is I turn right, where on my left side is Boston Symphony Hall and the right side is the Christian Science Complex, which is the mother area of the headquarters, in a sense, for the Christian Science Church. So there I am. And as I continue down that street, there is St. Cecilia's and Berklee College of Music on my right-hand side, and some stores on the left. Berklee, obviously not affiliated, if you're not from the Boston area, not affiliated with the University of California at Berklee. It's a famous school of music here in Boston. So as I continue, then I will come to the corner of Boylston Street and continuing on Mass Ave. Now, there was some construction going on, and it was tying up traffic a bit. And as I'm going down, I had to actually get off my bike and walk on the sidewalk, which I normally wouldn't do because there were a lot of students from Berklee on the sidewalk and I couldn't ride on the sidewalk because of that. So I walk my bike on the sidewalk, a part of the block, to go around the construction on the sidewalk side instead of the street side because it was really tied up. And there's some guy sticking his head out the window. Hey, what's going on up there? Literally sticking his head out the window. And the guy in front of him, he was not happy that he wasn't moving at the right rate or something like that in light of all the construction. So I eventually come to that corner. And just as I reached that corner, this woman steps off the sidewalk. The light has turned green. The car, a car, an Audi, turns right. And the guy who had his head out the window beeps the horn and continues straight. But he beeps the horn just as she, the woman, steps into the street. And she is startled and she steps back onto the sidewalk and she's upset. Now, I recognize the symptoms of someone who is easily startled and upset. And of course, Boston has a reputation for, let's say, we tend to be a bit on the gruff side. That's Boston. So I knew what happened. He felt that she had been beeped at for stepping in the street. This guy turns a corner. I just looked at her and I said, don't worry, he wasn't beeping at you. And she's still upset. So she looks at me and she says, I just wish someone would shoot me in the head and put me out of my misery. Obviously very, very upset. And she displayed all the symptoms of someone who has been startled and maybe have some kind of issue that makes her more sensitive to sounds like that and abrupt sounds, or people who have certain conditions, neurological and psychological, where a loud sound or a loud light or a sudden shock can really jar the person intensely. So, and of course, it's a crowded area anyway, so it's very noisy and everything else. So I immediately respond, understanding I am dressed as a priest, I'm on my bike, and I immediately respond, well, of all the people here, I'm the one person who can't do that, and I don't carry a gun. And she looks at me and she says, well, I don't carry a gun either, so I can't do that either. And with that, you know, we kind of smiled at each other, and the situation became diffused. In other words, she calmed down a bit. The light changed. She was able to continue across the street. She felt better. And obviously, knowing that she felt, you know, calmer now that we were able to have that interaction, was something that touched me. Now, understand all of that together. Obviously, I'm not speaking as an angel because I'm not an angel, and I don't mean that, you know, with the word pejorative or whatever. I mean that simply. I'm a human being. I'm not an angel. But that is an example of how angels work through human beings. The situation was completely unplanned. No one knew this was going to happen. As a matter of fact, there was a delay because normally it wouldn't have happened had I not gotten off my bike, walked my bike through the crowd, because I couldn't have ridden my bike on the sidewalk with all the people there, all the students, to get back on. And by the time I reached the corner, that's when I had to stop. And then the light turns green, the person goes, and the timing of her coming off the sidewalk and me there was just all completely unplanned. And that interaction with her getting upset at me, and I happen to be in the business of knowing how to deal with people who get upset, responding, all of that is a sign. Sometimes that's how angels work. They just work through people to say, okay, let's kind of help this person along. And it's amazing how little things can change a whole situation. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Voice of St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL. Have you ever wanted to read the Bible but didn't know which readings to check out? Well, how about looking at the church's daily readings? You can find them at the website of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. Just go to bible.usccb.org and click on the date that pops up on that page. There are other options on that page as well. That is bible.usccb.org, and click on the date and you will see the daily readings for your own prayer and study of the Bible. This is a prayerful tip from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. And don't forget our website, catholicaudiomedia.com. That's catholicaudiomedia.com. Don't forget our brand new shopping page. It'll say shopping in the top left-hand corner. There are mugs available, a few mugs available, but if you click on any one of them, it brings you to a bigger store on Zazzle that allows you to see a bigger collection. And the mugs available, there's my brand new book, which is offered at a lower price for those who would like to order the book and read it and maybe send comments or anything else. So that's available. And all of that will help in both ministry and obviously the parish and the parish supporting the broadcast. So all of that helps in St. Anthony Parish, the broadcast, and everything else. So check that out over at CatholicAudioMedia.com, shopping/shopping. No, I think you just click on the shopping thing. Anyway, the shopping thing, the tab. So we're talking about different ways that the Lord can work in very powerful ways, not so obvious, but working through others who remain open to where he is leading us, can open to, like, helping someone through a difficult moment at just at the right time. And that really happens. Those kind of things really happen. People will talk about maybe angels appearing, and people have, you know, whether that happens or not, those interactions that I just described, similar to ones, maybe not as dramatic, happen quite regularly. And I've always noticed that in difficult situations, there's always this one person who becomes like the source of strength. Maybe it's only in a passing moment on a day, or maybe it's in a difficult, steady situation, that one person that was always there. I can recognize times in the past that I have been that person for others, not trying to be that person, but knowing that somehow the Lord worked through me for another. And that happens all the time. And this is one of the important things of being able to recognize it, or being able to be aware of it, is important in what we do. And one of the things that's really important is that's why living our faith is so key. Because the more we live our faith, the more we see things from a different perspective. And how we live our faith is important, because we have to be people of prayer. That's essential. It becomes one of the big issues in Catholicism, as you may or may not know, is this whole concept. Do we focus on trying to live a virtuous life alone? Or do we focus on having what many people understand as that relationship with Christ, which leads us to live a virtuous life? And of course, the official Catholic Church teaching is that you cannot live a virtuous life as Christ calls us to live without being rooted in Christ, without that prayer life. It's absolutely essential. So that prayer life is first. That's one of the reasons why, by the way, I don't focus on really teaching morality first. I teach encounter Christ first, because the more people come to know Christ, the more their morality will change, because they will want to know Christ more. And when what it really comes down to is submitting ourselves more to God's will or holding on to our own. That's that whole morality issue, by the way. It's submitting ourselves more to God's will or holding on to our own will. And the more we know the Lord, the more we know Christ, the more we get to know him, especially in our prayer relationship, the more that we are transformed, because we come to experience him in whole new ways than we expected, and that transforms us. And so that's what we're called to do. So that's an important message. That's an important way to look at things as we come to understand where Christ is calling us, is always understand that that relationship part, that prayer life, that everything else is that beginning part that helps people to be transformed. And again, that's the reason why I want to lead people to encounter Christ first. That's why before I will ever talk to someone about morality, and that's, you know, when they come and ask me about morality, whatever, this is someone who's brand new, doesn't know anything about Jesus, whatever. I always, always focus on teaching them who Jesus is and encouraging them to ask the Lord to literally, these are people who say, I don't believe in God. I'm like, well, here's what I want you to do. I want you to ask the Lord to present him, to present himself to you, to teach you who he is. And that's where I usually start. We'll talk more tomorrow. In the meantime, if there's anything in this program that really touched your heart, we'd like you to talk to people about it. And also, we'd like you to share today's podcast with friends and family so they can be enlightened as well, and they can send comments or questions, whatever the case may be. Our goal is to reach new listeners daily, and together we can make that happen. Thanks again for tuning in, and we look forward to tuning in with you tomorrow on our next podcast. Have yourself a blessed day. In Cristo vivimos.